The pasuk says, "V'yar Moshe's kol malachim." Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything they had done. V'nu also I saw kasha tziva Hashem. They had built the Mishkan as Hashem had told them to do so. V'yivarach Isa Moshe. The Medrash brings Ma Barachem. What was the brach that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them at this point? Says the Medrash, he said the pasuk, Hashem Elokei Veseichem Yosef Aleichem Kechem Elef Pamim V'yivarach Eschem. And of course the question is, what is the connection with this bracha to the completion of the Mishkan? The Sefer Kelis Yitzchak says that the pasuk says in Parshas V'yakel, Kol Ish V'Isha Haviyu B'nei Yisrael Nedavel Hashem. Kol Ish V'Isha, every man and woman who participated in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, what was the bracha that they got? That they were zoicha, they were fortunate, that Haviyu B'nei Yisrael, that they made, and they had B'nei Yisrael, they had Jewish families, Jewish children, to participate, to perpetuate the Mishkan. Haviyu B'nei Yisrael, the wonderful children that they had, were in merit for their building of the Mishkan. But he goes on to say that to have that bracha, to have these wonderful children for participating in the building of Mishkan, one can only merit this bracha if somebody gave and donated his time, his resources to the Mishkan, l'shem shemayim, purely to fulfill the mitzvah. If there was other intentions involved, he was looking for glory and honor, then you can't get that incredible bracha if your intentions are not 100% pure. And he makes a very interesting observation. He says that sometimes the pasuk, when it describes donations that were brought to the Mishkan, the pasuk says Lashem. And sometimes the pasuk doesn't say Lashem. Why? He says when somebody brought something that was not large, it was not noticeable. So it's obvious that the person who is making that donation is not looking for covet, not looking for honor. Nobody even knows what he brought. For example, he says, the pasuk says, V'yivar anoshim al anoshim, the men and women, kol nadiv lev haviyu hach v'nezim v'tav v'kamos, small pieces of jewelry, kol kli zav v'kol ish eshehenef tenufa zav l'ashem. He says, when somebody brings a piece of jewelry, even somebody brings gold, nobody could afford to bring a large brick of gold. So whatever was given was small pieces. So that's why the pasuk says, Lashem. On the other hand, when it speaks about bringing items which are larger, where the pasuk says, V'kol asher ish asher nimtzi itoy, tcheles v'agamim v'tolashani v'sheish v'izim v'oyres elam adomim, large pieces of material, virus tchashim heviu, there the pasuk doesn't say the word Lashem. Why? Because there we can't be certain that it was brought purely l'shem shemayim. So as Klal Yisrael finished building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, I give you a bracha, that your donation to the Beis HaMikdash, your participation in the building of the Mishkan, should be viewed as purely l'shem shemayim, and therefore, if it will be viewed that way, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, you will have the bracha of having wonderful children. By sort of the Sefer, Shem Yisrael asks a question. If we just finished explaining that donating to the Mishkan is really requires that in order to have the bracha, that it should be done purely l'shem shemayim, how does one achieve that? We're all human beings and we all have different ideas. How does one accomplish that when he donates to the Mishkan, it should be purely l'shem shemayim? So he explains, if we look at the pasuk says, k'chol asher tziv Hashem es Moshe, kein osu b'nei Yisrael's kol ha'avoida, v'yam Moshe's kol ha'malocha v'ina osu oisoi, k'asher tziv Hashem kein osu, v'yivarach oisa Moshe. And there's a very obvious question when we read these psukim. The pasuk says, "V'hinu v'hinei asu oisa." So the pasuk uses the word asu, and then the pasuk again says the word kein asu. What is the repetition of the word kein asu? So he explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu told them to donate to the Mishkan, and they indeed wanted to make sure that their donations were purely l'shem Shemayim, what did they do? They said, "We're doing what Hashem wants us to do." There was nothing else that entered their mind. Their thoughts were purely l'shem Shemayim, that they want to do what Hashem, through Moshe Rabbeinu, told them to do. Hina asu oisa, they did it. They built, they participated and built the Mishkan. Kasha tziva Hashem. All that they thought about was, we're doing kasha tziva Hashem. We're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Kein asu. That's the way they built the Beis HaMikdash. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that that was the way they were building the Beis HaMikdash, that was what they were thinking, and that was what they were doing, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yirotzen, Shetish Shechinim Emas Yadeichem. If I see you building the Beis HaMikdash without any other considerations, so my bracha to you is in a Mishkan that's built that way will be a Mishkan which Yirotzen Shetish Shechinim Emas Yadeichem, V'noim Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem will bless that work. Work that's done purely l'shem Shemayim is work purely just to do what Hashem wants us to do, is work which is ultimately blessed. And I saw that Rav Yeshua Brisk says that the Checker Rav says, what does it mean that he gave them a bracha, the bracha Shirotzeh Shetish Shechin V'mas Yedeichem, that you should have wonderful children? He says that many times people build yeshivas, people build bate knesses, and they're beautiful edifices, and they're used by the people and the community who are involved in building them. But that isn't the only bracha we ask for when we build such a makom Torah. Our bracha is, our tefillah is, that it should not just remain with the generation that built it. That the tefillah that we have is that Yirotzen Shetish Shechinah V'mas Yadeichem, that the Mishkan that we build, the yeshiva that we build, the Beis HaKnesses that we build, should not just be used by us, but that we should have children that also use that Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And when we are Zoichem, that we should have children that follow our path, and follow the Derech Yisrael Sova, says Moshe Rabbeinu to them, Yirotzen, that's the biggest bracha I could give you, Shetish Reshkinu Emasi Yedeichem, that not only should you be Oivdei Hashem, but that your children and your grandchildren and all the future generations should be continuing on the path of Avodas Hashem.